In the Scottish city of Dundee, they're making the best of a bad thing. Specifically, they're making the best of a bad poet. Until his death 100 years ago, William Topaz McGonagall celebrated the good people of Dundee with his appalling verse, and rather than shrink from this association, the Dundee's City of Discovery campaign is trumpeting it, celebrating the fact that it was home for so many years to a man who has been called Scotland's worst poet. David Robb is head of the English department at the University of Dundee. Scotland's worst poet?
So many people say. Most people think of him as Scotland's worst poet. In fact, I've often heard him described as perhaps the world's worst poet, but I suspect that's really rather hard on poor old McGonagall. There must be somebody worse.
Tell us a bit about the man, first of all, and how he went about writing poetry.
Okay. He wasn't born in Dundee. He seems to have been born in Edinburgh, in fact. But he spent most of his life in and around Dundee, and it's certainly this city that he's associated with. He started off as a handloom weaver, but he was always drawn to the world of writing and indeed to the world of theatre. He was an amateur Shakespearean actor. One of the reasons he became very well known around here was that he not only published his verse in book form and in broadsheet form, he would sell poems individually in the street.
Do you happen to have handy any examples of his verse that might give us a sense here of what McGonagall was all about?
Well, yes, I do, in fact, have his collected poems right in front of me. I found one which might appeal, entitled Jottings of New York. Here's part of his description of Manhattan. Then there's the elevated railroads, about five stories high, which the inhabitants can see and hear night and day passing by. Oh, such a mass of people daily do throng, no less than 500,000 daily pass along. And all along the city you can get for 5 cents, and believe me, among the passengers there are few discontent. And the top of the houses are all flat, and in the warm weather the people gather to chat. Besides, on the housetops they dry their clothes, and also many people all night on the housetops repose.
Now, from that little bit of one of his poems, and from what I've read of his ode to Queen Victoria on her jubilee,
yes,
and his commemoration of the terrible Tunbridge Railroad disaster.
That's his most famous poem. Most of his poems are an immediate response, one way or another, to current events, to royal visits, to the deaths of prominent people, to victories or defeats of the British Army on the other side of the world, or things happening on his doorstep, like the first Tay Bridge falling down.
The stuff of a poet laureate.
No, I don't think so.
No, I mean the subjects who a poet laureate was supposed to write about.
He certainly saw his role as a public one, yes. And he had a strong sense of his public. No question of that.
Mm. Are young people in Scotland obliged to read McGonagall in school?
No.
Oh, good.
Absolutely not. There's a lot that this part of the world would want to use to counteract any sort of negative impression that McGonagall offers the world. But at the same time, it's sensible, I think, to try to cash in, as it were, on the entertainment value that McGonagall can still provide.
There's nothing inconsistent, you're saying here, between drawing attention to the quality of writing that's going on
in Scotland. There is next to no quality of writing there at all. But nevertheless, he's an interesting character and an entertaining one.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about William McGonagall.
No, not at all.
David Robb, who is head of the English department at the University of Dundee in Scotland.